Indie hacker culture has a playbook. Build in public. Launch on Product Hunt. Post daily on X. Write a newsletter. Ship fast. Iterate faster. I've watched people contort themselves into these patterns, like they're following a recipe, and then wonder why it feels wrong. Borrowed beliefs. The problem with playbooks is they come with hidden assumptions. That X thread about how I got my first 1,000 users worked for a specific person, building a specific product in a specific market at a specific time. The tactics travel well. The context doesn't. When you adopt someone else's distribution strategy, you're not just borrowing their tactics, you're importing their assumptions about what matters, who the audience is, and how attention works. Those assumptions might be completely wrong for your situation. The shoehorn effect. I've seen developers who hate writing force themselves to blog weekly because content marketing works. I've seen introverts burn out trying to build in public because that's what the successful founders do. I've seen products that should sell through partnerships get pushed through cold outreach because the playbook said so. The strategy that doesn't fit your product, your personality, or your market isn't a growth strategy. It's a drain on the energy you could spend building something people actually want. Constraints as clarity. Your limitations aren't obstacles to work around. They're signals about what distribution channels will actually work. Don't like writing? Maybe your product should sell through video demos or partnerships. Not on X? Maybe your audience isn't either. Don't want to be the face of your product? Maybe that's fine, and the product should speak for itself. The distribution strategy that works is the one you'll actually sustain, and you won't sustain something that makes you miserable. What fits? This isn't permission to skip distribution entirely. It's permission to figure out what works for you specifically. Ask different questions. Where does your ideal user already spend time? What would you actually enjoy creating on a regular basis? What kind of attention does your product need? One-time virality versus steady stream. What are you naturally good at that could become a channel? Your distribution should be as custom as your product. If your product solves a unique problem in a unique way, why would a generic marketing playbook be the answer? There is no playbook. The founders who seem to have it figured out didn't follow a template. They experimented until they found the specific combination of channels, tactics, and content that fit their situation. Then they wrote it up as a playbook for everyone else to copy, stripping out all the context that made it work. The playbook was never the point. The experimentation was.